Spirits of the Gan, written by Judy Nunn and read by Katie Beckett.
I've been having lots of visits from Ken and Archie lately, May said, as they sat at the kitchen table, the teapot before them. Mum and Dad as well. And Rose, of course, she added with a smile. Little Rose is always with me. And the ancestors. They've been around a fair bit too. I can feel them, you know.
It appeared Aunty May was being constantly visited by dead people. Her husband, her family, and ancestors. But Jess wasn't quite sure who was visiting who. She had a feeling Aunty May might be conjuring up images from the past and ancestral spirits in her eagerness to join those who had gone before her. Not that she'd seem in any way maudlin, just a little tired of life, which rather worried Jess.
Have you been taking your medication? She asked. Of course I have. Taking the pills every morning and every night, just like the doctor says. But they don't work no more. I'm getting these dizzy spells, see? Always tired all the time.
Jess felt guilty that she hadn't visited Hermansburg more regularly. She should have been keeping an eye on Aunty May.
You need to go to hospital, she said. You need to see the doctor and get different prescriptions. We'll make an appointment and I'll take you into town.
Oh, done that, May replied breezily. Seen the doctor, done the test at the hospital, got new pills from the chemist. I've been into town a number of times these past few months. Millie takes me.
May drained her tea, and as she replaced the mug on the table, her smile couldn't have been prouder.
Millie's the light of my life, Jess, and that's the truth. She's been the light of everyone's life. She's changing this place for the better, she is. More kids going to school, more kids learning.
24-year-old Millie had returned to Hermansburg and had been teaching at the school for quite some time now.
And that's all because of you. May stabbed a forefinger at Jess in triumphant accusation. It all started the day you first come here. From then on, Millie wanted to be just like you.